USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. North Korea has reportedly fired nuclear missiles.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff is reporting North Korea has fired numerous ballistic missiles toward South Korea's eastern waters on Wednesday. The aggressive move comes a day before Vice President Kamala Harris is set to arrive in South Korea as part of her trip to Asia, which will include a stop at the DMZ. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bryant.
Even as some parts of Florida's coast experience a catastrophic surge of seawater over their shores, Hurricane Ian has pushed water out of Tampa Bay, leaving it less than a foot deep in some spots. The phenomenon, reminiscent of what occurred during Hurricane Irma in 2017, is likely to last only a few hours and could suddenly reverse with damaging results. The outward flow is sometimes referred to as a reverse or negative storm surge. In Florida's Lee County on the Gulf Coast, Sanibel Island and Fort Myers Beach have seen tremendous damage, County Manager Roger Desjardins said. Public works crews have not been able to begin clearing debris because conditions are still too dangerous. A curfew went into effect at 6 p.m. Insurance companies and analysts said it was far too early to estimate the property damage from the storm, but they offered a sense of what they were expecting. Loretta Worders, a spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute, said that many insurance modelers estimate that the damage could end up anywhere from $20 to $40 billion, numbers that may shift depending on the storm's path and strength. A spokesman for Citizens Property Insurance, a state-backed nonprofit insurance company that represents about 13% of Florida's property insurance market, said that the organization expected to receive about 225,000 claims. The estimate, he added, will change when Citizens gets more information after the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Hurricane Ian continued to batter the Florida Peninsula with a catastrophic trifecta of high winds, heavy rain, and historic storm surge. Wednesday evening, even as it weakened to a Category 2 storm, the National Hurricane Center said, amid widespread flooding, property damage, power outages, and water rescue calls, and with the slow-moving hurricane inching inland hours after making landfall along Florida's vulnerable western coastline, officials across the state continue to issue dire warnings to residents to stay inside. The storm surge along the west coast of Florida has peaked and is beginning to recede as the storm moves inland, according to the Hurricane Center. However, water levels are quite high in those areas still, and so it will take some time for the water to recede, Cody Fritz, storm surge specialist at the National Hurricane Center, has warned. Police in Oakland, California are actively searching for a suspect involved in a shooting at a school Wednesday that left six people wounded. Two of the victims are in critical but stable condition. It happened on a campus that houses four different schools, including a high school and a middle school. And all of the victims are adults, and all are affiliated with the campus. Oakland Assistant Chief of Police Darren Allison says when officers arrived on scene, they immediately began making entry into the school.
They began looking for any suspects, any victims, attending the victims, while at the same time escorting students and staff out of harm's way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.